Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
The spread of misinformation has fueled our cultural divide and increased our collective anxiety about the future. Tackling misinformation isn't a simple task, but it's important. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that's dismantling New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis.
On the show, a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic walk into a bar, and the bartender says, no, it's not that old joke. They dive deep into current events such as RFK Jr.'s involvement in mainstreaming dangerous anti-vax rhetoric. They crowdsource, research, analyze, and dream up answers to the problem with, get this, proven science as their ultimate guiding light.
I highly recommend you check out Conspirituality's fascinating episodes on creating comedy in the MAGAverse with Jordan Klepper or RFK Jr. flirting with body fascism.
And you've listened to a bunch of them at this point, Paul, I know, and you tell me you love it.
I do. They're fascinating, and my favorite part is they use, wait for it, proven science.
And
if there's any kids listening, that's a class we used to take. Proven science as their ultimate guiding light. I love that.
From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed about misinformation and help you resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump, and I am here today for the weekly French President Trump press conference. I shall now take questions from the enemy of the people.
Mr. President, right here, right down front.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Mr. President, are you sure that you're well enough to be giving a press conference? My understanding is that the steroids you're on can cause some erratic behaviors.
I am on Regeneron. I am cured of the virus. I feel fantastic, clear, sharp as a tack.
We're over here, sir, behind you. Turn around. You're facing the wall.
Take that mask off and move closer so I can hear you.
I'll just shout, sir. Why have you refused the virtual presidential debate?
I fucking hate Zoom. Am I in speaker view? Am I in gallery view? I cannot concentrate on my deceitful answers while I try to figure out how to adjust the camera so it is not shooting the fat part of my visage. Next question.
Mr. President, this girl right there.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Gwen Ifill, PBS News Hour. During your unscheduled visit to Walter Reed Hospital months ago, why did you ask the doctors and staff to sign a non-disclosure agreement?
Je suis ma penny.
You're what, sir?
Ma penny.
His what? What?
They saw his what?
What is he talking about?
Did you get that?
Wait, do you know what he means by that? Is that what
is? Is it a kind of process?
His penis. They saw his penis.
Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News. Mr. President.
Tony, it's good to see you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I'll have a pepperoni with a little pineapple.
Thank you, Mr. President. You have suggested that a Gold Star family may have given you the virus because they stand so close to you when they tell you stories of their military sons and daughters that they have lost.
The Dutonais, they stand an inch away from moi, like this guy right here. You are very rude. I'm talking to Tony Romo right now. You are interrupting. And why are you standing so close?
Respectfully, Mr. President, you're talking to a stanchion.
A what?
A stanchion. It's the pole that holds the velvet rope for crowd control. See the velvet rope hanging off of it? It's a stanchion.
Yeah, now I see. He'd look like part of a short guy with a really long penny. I thought his doctor does not have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President. Yes, you right there. That guy.
Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya with Telemundo. You seemed to indicate that you've directed your medical treatment for the coronavirus. Is that true?
Of course. They had no idea what to do, those doctors who learned from the books. They were talking about bleeding me or using leeches or IV newt or something. I told them to give me the Regeneron. Now I am going to have the military deliver Regeneron to every American so they can have the same miracle cure as the President of the United States. I feel fantastic.
Your diagnosis has really taken the spotlight off of the issue of your taxes.
Really? Next question!
Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Emmett Manning again, New York Newsday. So we haven't seen the First Lady since we got word of her diagnosis. How is she doing?
Ah, she's awful. I did not even need to go to Walter Reed. I just wanted to get away from her. She is so annoying. She wants a lipstick shed.
A what, sir?
A lipstick shed. Every day she says to moi, Donald, Mimi Eisenhower had Mimi Pink. Why can't I have Melania Orange? She is unbearable. Oh, well, it will be Christmas season soon, and she loves to decorate. That should cheer her up. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo again with ABC News. Mr. President, what did you think of Vice President Pence's performance in the vice presidential debate?
He was very good. It was a difficile circumstance because he could not hover menacingly behind Kamala like I did with Hillary. Because Kamala had to have her stupid plexiglass. I would have liked to see him press his face against Kamala's plexiglass. Maybe open his mouth and smash his lips on the plexi, you know, because that could have scared her. Next question.
Mr. President, Antonio again. You just called the plexiglass stupid. Do you think that's the kind of cavalier attitude that makes the American people not trust you to handle the coronavirus?
No, I do not. Kamala Harris did not need plexiglass to avoid the virus. If she just avoids the Gold Star family, she'll be fine. They are the spreaders. It's a shame, too, because they can be so nice sometimes when they are not whining about the loss of their children. Next question.
Mr. President.
That little girl.
Thank you. Gwen Ifill again with PBS NewsHour. Many viewers said that the most interesting part of Pence's performance was the fly on his head.
Hillary Clinton puts that fly on his head. It is probably has a spy on my campaign, too. That fly was wearing a wire. I recognize that fly. Next question.
Mr. President. Yes, you right there. Yes, Karen von Carlson, OAN. Sir, you said that you've gone to real school now because you've had the virus. Did you get a football scholarship, sir? What position did you play?
What I meant, Caron, is that by being blessed By God, with contracting this virus, I have become an expert on it.
Is that why you made those Secret Service guys drive you around at Walter Reed? Were you trying to bless them with the virus? You are the soul of generosity, Mr. President.
Yes, that's right, Karen.
Joe Biden hasn't been blessed with the virus, by God, has he, sir? That's what he gets for calling you a clown. All he can do is talk to the scientists and doctors and follow the CDC guidelines.
That poor, healthy bastard. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Thank you, sir. Emmett Manning again. Sir, you have called off negotiations on a stimulus bill when 1 in 6 American kids are hungry, people are out of work, and the Fed just said we need a stimulus package now to avoid disaster.
I only have 5 kids. This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
Star Burns Avenue, a podcast network.